Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, 24th day of the month of Kislev, or Hanukkah begins tonight. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in our daily email, including the four children that we have been collectively davening for, Yehoshua Heschel, Ben Nechama Zebora, Pesach Bisalo, Ben Chaya Batsheba, Alina Orna, Bas Shenchana, and Raya Bas Michal, may they and all in need have a Refua Shalema. Additionally, of course, please keep in mind all of our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. May they speedily please return home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yaakov Neuberger of Congregation Beth Abraham in Bergenfeld, New Jersey, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. This is very exciting for many reasons. One is that my parents recently moved a few years ago to Bergenfeld, davening at Rabbi Neuberger Shul, and very, very exciting for our family, especially now when we visit from Florida, spend time in his kehillah. But also, the last time we had Rabbi Neuberger on the program, I believe, was the first week of COVID with one of our first speakers. So it is fantastic to have him back with us to share words of Divrei Chizuk. So we followed Rabbi Neuberger slowly reciting our five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And Rabbi Neuberger will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, for those who are being held captive. And finally, concluding the Mishaberach of Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. The chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Neuberger.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman, for the opportunity to spend some time, Erev Chanukah, to reflect and to prepare for the Havlakas HaNevis tonight. Tonight, when we light the candles, there are different minhagim as to when to say the HaNevis Halolo. The more common minhag is to say the HaNevis Halolo after the lighting of the first candle. On subsequent days, today is only one candle. And some have the minhag to wait till one lights all of the candles. Mishnah Berurah prefers the minhag to light, to say the HaNevis Halolo while one is lighting the subsequent candles, and he quotes the Prima Gadim and says otherwise. I believe the two minhagim really catch two different experiences of a Halakas HaNevis, which we should both try to embrace. There is the one vignette of the Tonevish Rosh Hashiva, who was deep in learning. He had fully prepared his menorah, and as it was after sunset, and the time for Halakas HaNevis was approaching, and he was steeped in learning, and every few minutes a child would run in and say, Zaidi, it's time. And he would look at his watch, and he said, well, not yet. And he would go back to his learning. This happened subsequent times until finally he looked at his watch. It was the right time to light. He closed his Rambam. He closed his Gemara. He went to light. He then said the brachos with great kavana. He lit. He said, and there was halolo. And he caught the moment that the masa halok and the actual act of lighting is a moment of giving shevach to Rabboni Shalolam, presume nisa, publicizing the nest. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Chanukah that when a person lights the neros, so he gives shevach for the miracles that have happened. That's what we do with the Moed Tzur. The miracles he's done for us. And some interpret that to mean that when we reflect on one's personal nisim and share his personal nisim the moment after the Havlaka. But that catches, and then after Rashida did that, he went back to his learning. And that's one kind of Havlaka Saneris which is packs a powerful moment in the very short period of time, and appreciate that the actual act of lighting, the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaNeros, that is the mitzvah which expresses great shevach and which publicizes the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name as a form of saying shevach. That is the saying of HaNeros Halolu while one is lighting. But then there's another experience of lighting often associated with the great Admorim, the great Rebbeim, and this Kata the Chavis Yor, who writes that Sheikara Mitzvah, Tamadlik Eitzel HaNeros, that the person who lights candles, Shiviyu, should stay there next to the Neros. And you should be there for the good part of the half hour. Look at them, being the Sameach together with them, and having them remind them of the Simcha, of the that the Neros bring, and those are moments of reflection. Those are moments when the person reflects on the miracles, as we mentioned, and reflects on the Nisim, and just takes in the warmth of the Neros of Hanukkah, takes in how that moment is being celebrated by Jews all over the world, different times, in one's own time zone, almost the same time, the Klal Yisrael joined together in a magnificent form of presuming Nisa. I think that this year, there is another experience of Hanukkah and there is Hanukkah, which is caught by the last paragraph of Mo's Tzur, and will be a part of Hanukkah and there is of all of us. Because sometime in the 1500s, so a Pietan added on the last paragraph, Chasof, Zeroa, Kodshechem, Vekorin, Keita, Yeshua, Kodesh Baruch Hu, once again, open up, there for us, the strength of your holiness, and bring quickly the Yeshua. And we'll ask, Ki Orcha Ulonu HaYeshua, because the Yeshua has been so long in coming. Vein Keitzli Mea Ra, and there is no end to the difficult times. This Hanukkah we will remember as we light our Neros that there are thousands of Neros, thousands of the Neros that will be lit, and there'll be people missing. There'll be a son that gave his life for Klal Yisrael. There'll be a husband. There'll be a parent, a father who will not be at the Neros Hanukkah. And that's what it means. Ki Orcha Lonu HaYeshua. Because it's taking so long, because the pain of these families, I was reading the most recent Jewish action, and they read about a Chava Zemelman, a gentleman who found out on Hanukkah that her husband gave his life for Klal Yisrael, that Ari gave his life for Klal Yisrael. We read about Tzvika Levi, who succumbed on Hanukkah, hundreds and hundreds of families, of almonos, children, the Orcha Lonu HaYeshua. And that too was going to be part of our Hanukkah and Eretz this year. That's what we'll think about when you say the last, the last paragraph of Mo's Tur. Want to close these words with a remarkable insight by Rav Druk. Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Druk, who writes, he points out, who points out that in the HaNeros Halolu, we ask, we mentioned the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're grateful for our Teshuos V'Ala Milchamos, for the salvations and for the battles. And we would think that the Teshuos should follow the Milchamos. Why do we put the Teshuos, the salvations, before we mention Milchamos? So he points out that when it comes to the miracle of Hanukkah, to that Pach HaShemen, so we say, Kishenichnus LeYavonim Heichal Timul Kol HaShmonim, the Yavonim went from crucible to Bimetame, to invalidate the oil for the service of Mikdash. And at that time, Kodesh Baruch Hu hid one crucible of oil, one little flask of oil that they didn't find. And that was the Nase. That as they went from oil to oil to make it tummy, somehow, through their aggressive motions, they missed, because Baruch Hu made them miss. We discovered that crucible of oil, the Kohanim discovered it, after the Mochama, but the Yeshua, the Nath, had taken place before the Mochama. The Baruch Hu should bless all of us, and we should see Nathan, and we should see miracles in our own lives, we should see Yeshua, and we should see Yeshua that have already been planted and hidden away from us. And if Shiroko will bear them, Chasom Zero, reveal them once again to all of us, to all of Klal Yisrael. Join together and say, tell them together, L'amnaseyach Mizma L'David, Yancho Adrenoi V'yayim Tzori, Tegev Chashem L'yei Yachit, Yishlach Ezrecho Mikoydash V'mitziyon Yisadeka, Yizgot Kol Min Chaysecho, V'ilot Tzchid Ashnesela, Yitem L'chochil V'vecho M'cholatos Chiyim Alei, Nirana Nabi Shuasecho, Mishem Elenu Nidgol, Yimalei Adinei Kol Mishalei Secho. So Yodati, Ki Yeshi Adinei Mashicho, Yaneu Bishmei Kodshoi, Igvuras Yesha Yeminoi, Eile Verecha, Eile Vatutim, Anachne Vishoim Adinei Elenu Nazkir, Heima Koyu Binafolu, Anachne Tamlu Binaseidod, Adinei Yeshi, Amelech Yaneinu Vyem Kereinu. Bismor Lidomir Adonai Reila Yachtor, Shulam Aloysa Suenaya Orime Ayin Yovoy Ezri Ezri May Imadinoi Oise Shomayim Orvet Al Yitain Lamoit Raglach Al Yodum Shemirach Inayla Yodum Bela Yishon Shemir Yisrael Adinoi Shemirach Adinoi Tilachal Yadiminecha Yayma Mashemish Layakeko Vayerech Baloyla Adin Yishmacho Mikolro Yishmoris Namshecho Adinoi Yishmor Tesacho Moyacho Mayatoba Ad Eilam Shema Ma'aloi Shema Makim Kiresicho Adinoi. Adinoi Shema Mikoi Mitiyeno Zenecho Kashuvois Lekol Tachanunoi. Ima Vainois Tishmur Yoh Adinoi Miyamoi. Ki Imcho Aslichon Leman Tivarei. Ki Visi Adinoi Kiviso Navshi Lelid Varei Echolti. Navshi La Adinoi Mishoimim La Boike, Shoimim La Boike. Yechel Yisrael El Adinoi Kim Adinoi Achesed. Rabbeimu Fidus Vuhu Yisbeth Yisrael Mikol HaVeinaisov. Vaskila David B'yoysoi B'mora Tefilo. Kweili al Adonai Ezo, Kweili al Adonai Ezchanon. Esh Moich Lefonov Tzichi, Terasi Lefonov Agid, Bithateif Alai Ruchi. Yato Yodato, Nisi Vasiba, Oymach Zu Alech, Tom Lubachli. Habet Yamin Reve, Eli Makir, Omad Monech, Rimeni, Ein Dei Reish Lenavshi. Zakti Elecho Adinoi Amarti Atom Machti Chelki Deret Achayim Hakshivo Elvi Nasi Ki Daloisi Mo'od Hatzileni Meiratfoi Ki Omtsu Mimeni Haitzio Mi Mazger Nafshi Loidois Es Shemecho Bi Yachtiru Tadikim Ki Zigmol Oloi Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael And Sunim Batsarov Ishiyah עמדים בין ביום ובין ביום ושם, מוקם ירחם עליהם ויוצאים מצור לרווחו, מייסלו לאירו, משיבוד לגאולו, אשתו בעגלו בזמן קרים ונאמר אמן. And brothers of the whole of Israel who are in distress or captivity, fear and land me, Rebonu shall have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom now, quickly and soon. Let us say Amen. Mishem Beirach Amoseinu Avram Yisrael Yaakov Yimarmech Es Chaylei Tzva Agonol Yisrael Vanshi Akorches Abitachon Omdim Al Mishmar Eseinu Varir Leinu Vigvul Al Vanon Ba'abin Bar Mitzroim Mnei Magadol Adavar Ravo Vayavashu V'chol Mokoyim Shem Vayavashu Amivir V'yom Etein Adonai Yisrael Yemeinu Akavim Aleinu Digo Fim Lefnei Magadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'yatzil Chayaleinu Mikol Tzurvetzuka ומכל נגו מחלה, ישלח ברוכו מצחו בכל מעשה ידיהם, ידבר שנינו תחתיהם ויתרים בחס ישורו ותרת ניצחון, וקוים במקוסב, כי אדוני אליכם מלך עמכם, ילחם לכם עם אויביכם, ושיעתכם ונאמר אמן, Mishav Berach Av Yisrael, Rabbi Mitzvah Yaakov, Yisrael, Moshe Ve'Aaron, David U'Shlomo, Uyivarech Liyishmor V'Yintos, Ne'edarei Tvagono Liyishol U'Shvuyov, Eskol Achenu, Anasunim V'Tiro V'Shivyo Ba'avush HaKol HaKol HaKodesh Hazeh, Mispalel Babu Ramakun Yvorhu Yimalay Rachanim Alayem Yotim Mikhoshach Mitol Moves, O Mois Reisei Minateko Mintuko Yisei Mishiyem, Vishivei Mehiro Lechet Mishmach Yiseyem, Yodu Ladoy Nechazim Nefloisu Vinayodam, Koyem Mikru Shekosu, Vuftu Ye Adino Yishuvu Nuvot Yendurino, Visimchas Olam Al Rashom Sosin Visimcha Yasigu, Vinotu Yogin Vanocha, Vinoyma Omein, Mishav Berach Av Yisrael, Rabbi Mitzvah Yaakov, Moshe and Dovah Shlomo, Berach Rabbei. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachma Aleihem Lachimom Lerapoisim Lachzikum Lachiyosim Yishlach Lameirov Ufusim Lemashayim Lerambach Evreyem Vishnasa Gidem Besov Shachem Yisrael Refuas HaNefesh Refuas HaGuf Hashem Ba'gol Luzman Kirim Enomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Neuberger. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in your Hashem, in your future. We're up here at the Daily Tehillim call. Please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the Chama comfort, physical strength, and hope all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Hanukkah Sameach.